Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jim and Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh,
break
ooh.
It
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate.
And collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share,
with
love all through the land.
That's right. Wake up. Good evening. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning. Wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. It is Mindful Monday. Short and sweet today. I know that all your mothers out there are still celebrating because Mother's Day is every day out there. So continue. We still honor you, and we all have to honor ourselves. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization filled with advisors and consultants to get you through your goals in higher ed. Youth empowerment, workshops, training, speaking, mentoring. We're here for you, but we focus heavily on our youth. I'd like to say welcome in. Our topic today is mental health behaviors, thoughts, and preparation. You know, we're going through a lot of stuff out here, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, a lot of misinformation. Everything is just happening. So you have to form a behavior that will keep you focused and direct onto what you have to do. You know, it is important to develop your character to be as powerful as a mighty river. Continue to advance bravely in the face of every challenge, paying no heed to the obstacles in your way. Become a great river of bottomless compassion and wisdom, flowing with boundless invincibility and passion. And that is from my mentor, Dr. Sako Ikeda, who teaches us and directs us to be the best humanitarians that we can have, because we need to be unstoppable out here with the things that we have to do. Hopefully Miss Tiffany with an eye will be able to join us, if she can break away from her project. You know, we want to send some prayer out there to Texas. It's tornadoes happening. And, you know, we got information, we got planning, we have car repairs. I want you to be mindful of the mental health of the restaurant workers. You know, they're under a lot of stress, and their vow is to make you and anyone that enters those restaurants have a happy experience. We have to be mindful of that. We're all under stress, but they're under a lot of stress. And what you don't want to do is have someone angry with you that's bringing you your food, okay? You must be mindful of that. So on that, I'm just going to play you a little bit of this, and we'll get back to talking about thoughts and planning. Welcome in. You know, mental health, mental wellness begins with thought and preparation. And it has to start with you first. You know, we are in a time that is like no other. It's different, okay? So we have to be mindful. Be mindful of your surroundings. It's very hard to relax with all of this stuff that's happening. Mass shootings, okay? What was the information in Fairfax, Virginia today? A gentleman entered a congressman's office. You know, you can't even get out there to get ready for the election. See, it's election time. We're going to see a lot and we're going to hear a lot because, you know, everybody's trying to push their agenda out there. But in order to keep your mental health, you have to have your own agenda. And that agenda starts with thought and preparation, okay? Your AM thought. What do you do when you wake up in the morning? Now, what I do, I'll share with you. I look in the mirror and tell myself how beautiful I am. And then I get on my affirmations. I start singing that song because anything that you do repetitiously is going to sink, okay? That's a balancing. It helps you with your thoughts, okay? Then you go into your meditation, whatever it might be. Chanting, writing in the sand, shaking the rocks, whatever you do to get your day started. You have to start with thought and preparation through the day. That's a balancer for your mental health. We're talking about persons getting out and we're having events. Everybody is getting that vitamin D, getting out now, socializing. But when you're dealing with event planning, you have to consider all and everyone. I went to an event this weekend, and it was awesome. It was a purple hat, high tea. And the person that comes on with us on Tuesday, Stephanie Haynes, was the event coordinator. And I tell you, it was a stellar event because that young lady knows how to set those plans, how to put those thoughts out there, make preparations, and make it happen. Everything takes preparation, even with our own lives here. But when we're planning events, we always keep in mind, number one, our attendees, okay? Everything that's needed, all the information has to be placed out on that invitation. You don't want to leave any stones unturned. Keep that in mind. Always think of your guests, your guest number one. I witnessed that this weekend, like I said. The Purple Hat High Tea was a stellar event. And thank you, Stephanie Haynes, because she knows how to get the job done. And we're going to move into being mindful of restaurants. You know, they're shorthanded, understaffed. The workers are stressed. Keep that in mind when you're out there running them around the table for an extra straw or talking ugly or talking down, okay? They're humans, and they want to make your experience the happiest one that you can have while you're dining in that restaurant. We have to keep all of this in mind. And what's going on out here with this these mass shootings? I don't quite understand it. Is it copycat? Or is somebody paying somebody to go out here and start all this confusion? I don't know. I have my doubts about this. All I can say is an uncomfortable feeling. Just be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention. You want to be as relaxed as you can, but I'm going to say it like I always said, don't relax, period, okay? Always keep those antennas up to make sure that you are in an area, learn all the exits, walk into a building, start looking for the exits, okay? Because you never know what you're going to walk into. But it's just the times that we're living in, you know, we have to start with our behaviors because that keeps you with your discipline and it keeps you focused. And remind yourself to be grateful for whatever it is you're experiencing from that day. And at the end of the day, do an assessment, journal, list what happened to you. So tomorrow you won't make the same mistake, okay? And the most important thing that we have to do to keep our mental health in balance is to have forgiveness, but that forgiveness is for yourself, okay? Don't hold on to stuff that's not important. It bogs you down. And when you're speaking of the future, in order to succeed in the future, we must live all our lives in the present. We must win every moment, okay? And that was contributed by my friend, Miss Myra Jackson. She sends a lot of nice quotes out there. You see, each one always teaches one. Pay attention. Start researching. Start reading. And I'm going to open up because I see that we have Miss Tiffany with an I that has broken away from her program, and she's going to join us. Tiffany, welcome in. How are you doing on this Mindful Monday, short and sweet?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me. And yes, it is a Mindful Monday. I think after yesterday and all the celebration for Mother's Day, it is a mindful and relaxing Mindful Monday.
Yes. So what's exciting, you know, Mercury retrograde, you know, you give us those planetary facts, and it's direct now. So kind of like, if you don't mind, enlighten us on when it moves direct. What does that really mean? How does the behavior set in, and then how do you keep yourself in balance as this is happening? Because it's moving.
Well, after Mercury retrogrades and it turns direct, then it's time to take action, and all those things that you contemplate about, you want to move forward in, now it's time to take that action, because, you know, Mercury will go back into retrograde in 3 months, and this is just a cycle. So if anyone doesn't know out there, it's a cycle that happens every 3 months, four times a year. So the universe, by default, a natural default, says, okay, you know, let's slow down, let's start thinking about where we are and where we want to go. So then you work on projects for 90 days, right? 90 days is, you know, 3 months is a very key number, I guess, number of days in which you move on an activity or move on a project or whatever it is that you want to do, and then every 90 days it's up for evaluation, if you will. So now is the time. Mercury's direct. We have other planets doing their thing too, so I'll probably talk about that on Friday. And okay. But if you understand how Mercury works, the retrogrades can be very beneficial. So when, you know, you're experiencing some delays, you know, Mercury rules communication. So if anything's going on, anything with communication, and you're getting frustrated because you can't get things done, people are not calling you back in a timely manner, it's just that Mercury's in retrograde, and be patient. Don't get frustrated. And understand how to utilize the energy that's available to you. Because let's say you get into a relationship with somebody, right? Mercury's good, especially for, you know, some people for relationships, and you're trying to figure out, like, what's going on, if there is anything going on. It's time for you to, you know, to reassess, see if this is the relationship that you want, because nobody likes to wake up when they're in a relationship that they don't want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just be mindful of, you know, things and activities, relationships that are going on, and again, reassess where you are. Because if it's a bad relationship coming out of Mercury retrograde, it won't be any longer. Because the energy has a way of transforming things that no longer, and removing those things that are not to be, if you don't want them. So harness the energy of Mercury retrograde in the best way possible, because it's so beneficial. You know, we don't take the time. We're so busy, we can't take the time. So the universe is like, okay, let me set it up so that regardless whether you think you have the time or not, we're just going to put that in as a default so that you can relax, reset, you know, and look at things and then move forward. And it's just a cycle. It's just like the seasons. Seasons change. There's a natural cycle to this whole planetarian movement here. So there are other things happening in the universe, and I'll probably talk about that on Friday. And, so if you've got any projects you want to start, start them now. The energy is there. We've got very positive energy going on right now. You know, be aware, take advantage. And, you know, you talk about mental health, and we talked about mental health awareness and this being the month, and you also said, you know, you were also asking how to find balance, or you were talking about how to find balance. And, you know, Mercury can take you out of balance if you don't know how to harness the energy. But in general, when we talk about mental health and awareness, you know, you do have to stay balanced. And I think yesterday I was out and about, and it was kind of difficult to balance the whole situation, because I was out with my mother. I love my mother dearly. She just has a tendency to want to control things and want to do things because she's the mother, is fine, but it can definitely test your patience. It can, you can get a little frustrated. And at some points in the day, I was a little like, okay, I had to calm down and relax and know that she's my mother, and I honor my mother. Definitely I do. But it does become challenging sometimes when you're with them the whole day, you're taking care of them, they want to do errands, they want to go eat, they want to do everything and be out with everybody at the same time. So that is challenging, and finding the balance in there was, a couple times during the day is what I had to do. So for me, I had to just take some deep breaths, recalibrate, and move forward. And that, that works. Journaling, that's good too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to journal down. You have to do a daily assessment. Well, I'm glad that you guys had a grateful time. My mother is no longer here in the physical, but they don't go anywhere. So I always take pride and always remember those whose mothers are no longer here. And they come quickly to the top of my head, and I make sure that I inspire or encourage them in some type of way, sending them flowers or sending them nice empowering quotes, and especially for persons who this would be their first year of their mothers no longer being here, it's really rough on them. So I spend a lot of time on those people, right? And just let them know I'm with them, and reminding them, because they're already going through it. See, I've gone through it, so I know how they're feeling. But I also know, and I let them know, that maybe they're not here, so you can touch them physically, but your mother rides on your left shoulder. They don't go anywhere, okay? And they feel everything that you are feeling. So think of the good times, and don't have any regrets. I wish I could have did more. You did what you could do at the time, and she appreciated it, So I spend my time on Mother's Day. Sometimes I might go out, but I don't like to really go out to restaurants, because that is a very busy time, and, I respect all the waiters and bartenders and all the service workers, and I just don't feel like getting a plate of salad thrown at me, because that is a very, very busy day. So either I will do something the day before or days after, that I can honor my mother. But I have conversation with her every day, because I know that she's sitting up there. And when I'm getting ready to perform, go the other way, she will whisper in my ear very nicely, "I did not teach you that." And you shake and you say, "You're still here?" They see everything. So our mothers, that mother-child relationship is a strange relationship. The event that I went to over the weekend, the Purple Hat High Tea, was about mother and daughter relationships, and it was a stellar event. And there was a lot of mothers and daughters there, and so I just, act like my mom was there having tea and crumpets with me. And I really, really enjoyed it, but it was the day before. On the actual day, I spend time just sending out encouragement to those that I know that's going through it, to help them go through it. Let them know I'm thinking about them. Let them know I'm with them and how much they're loved. So that's sort of like my routine. But as you were speaking, you have to think about, take deep breaths. That takes thought. And you had to make preparations to keep on moving forward with your plans for that day. That's why this topic came up, the mental health. Our behaviors are very, very important. The behaviors that we use for our daily activities and our behaviors. See, people are watching you all the time, not saying that you care about what they think, but keep that in mind. It's just like you can't say a certain thing and do another, and especially when you're dealing with young adults, with children, they're watching every minute. So that's why the title came up, Everything Takes Thought. And after you get those thoughts in line, you have to set up and prepare. You have to make preparation. Otherwise, you'll be caught up in what I say, a whirlwind. And you always leave time open for crisis management, okay? There's always going to be something that come in there. But if you're already organized and you've already set your preparation, when that wrench comes in to throw you, it doesn't stress you. And that's a good thing, because that's how you keep your mental health, by not allowing things to stress you out. You say what you have to say. If you feel like you want to use the energy to do it, depending on where Mercury is out there, because that is a communication thing, and it'll make it or break it, okay, because that's the way it moves out there. But I wanted to bring this subject up because it is something that we all got some mental issues, whether we want to admit it or not, with all of this chaos, craziness, and conflict going on. And you must set behaviors that can set you up for your day. Because I can guarantee you, you go out the door angry, before you reach your destination, there's going to be somebody angry at you. So you call to you what you're carrying in you. So my thing is sort of like, keep the behaviors in check, have the thoughts moving, and make the preparations for whatever. As I stated earlier, I don't think you were on when I gave them a quote from the mentor by Sakura Kia. You know, I put that quote out there to let them know it is important to develop your character to be a powerful, as powerful as a mighty river. Continue to advance bravely in the face of every challenge, paying no heed to the obstacles in your way. Become a great river of bottomless compassion and wisdom, overflowing with boundless invincibility and passion. See, that's some good words out there, because there's nothing like that mighty river moving out there, not letting anything get in your way. It just flows no matter what. It goes around rocks. It goes up under shrubbery. It sometimes pounces up on mountains. The river is and runs through mountains also. So our attitude and our behavior must be of such that we're unstoppable, period, okay? And that's kind of hard to do. That's kind of hard to do because no one is perfect and no one is the bionic nothing, okay? We are all human feelings. We move like that river. We move like the waves in the ocean. They go up and down, and we have to put ourselves in a position that we can ride those waves. So whatever it takes, I have my meditation for me. I have the greatest mentor in the world, Dr. Sakura Kia, who directs me and give me thought out there to keep me on track. But I have to take the thoughts, my thoughts, keep them as possible, as positive as possible, and make preparations for whatever, but not allowing any obstacle, nothing, to make me retreat. So that's my daily behavior pattern. Some people get up and they do affirmations or whatever you do. Keep that behavior intact, because that is what's going to get you through. It's mine for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet over here. Tiffany, with the night, we are so glad that you can break away, because we know you're busy out there. And we're looking forward for you to come back on Friday and give us some more. But I always talk with you when that mercury is going direct, because that's the action period, isn't it? That's the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pay attention to it, you will see that everything that you have aligned up will be moving. It's going to move. It's either going to move for the positive or it's going to move for the negative. I see for the positive because it can go both ways. And with the weather like it is, and like I say, all these mass shootings, and I was reading, you know, I like to listen every now and then to, like, news from all over the world, but today they were talking about cars, you know, the old cars versus the new. And most people are keeping old cars because, you know, they'd rather repair them than to pay that new price, okay? So I was laughing and smiling. I said, well, you know, I like classic cars, so my car has been around a long, long time. But I am noticing with the repair shops and stuff, they, you know, that it's their time now to take care of their greed, okay? And when they see a female coming in, they really think that the cow pasture is open so they can milk the cow, but I happen to be a different type of driver. So I was listening to that research that they were doing, and it brought a smile to my face because that's exactly what's happening. See, that thought is out there. So when you listen and when you research and really, really pay attention, your thoughts will start directing you so that you can make the preparations that are needed. And when you can stay in balance like that, it helps your mental health. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah.
Balancing is great for your behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to keep those behaviors up. Well, you know, today we're going to be short and sweet because it's Mindful Monday. And it's the beginning of the week, and we're going to tell all the listeners out there to have a marvelous week and always keep in mind to be victorious. Everything that you do, be victorious about it. Be unstoppable, and do not worry about any obstacle that's in your way, okay? We're all in this together, and for those who aren't quite as set, or the preparations aren't out there quite yet, we want to let you know that we're here for you, and you're not out here by yourself. And there's phone calls that you can make when it gets a little rough. Call, ask for help. There's experienced people out there. We're not scientists over here. We're not doctors. But what we do believe in is keeping our mental wellness and keeping our behaviors in line so that the thoughts that come to our mind can help us make our preparation. And that's what I have to say. But, you know, I'm not going to let you off this line until you give us something to think about to carry us through the week until Friday. Talk to me, Tiffany, with an I, see it, do it, control it, and complete it. Tell us something before we go.
Well, I think, you know, in celebration of mental health awareness, and you're bringing up the balancing and understanding that, you know, our behavior is very important, and, you know, giving no reaction to a situation. If you don't respond to a situation, don't react. There's nothing that anyone can say or do. So you really have to know how to control your emotions, I would say that. And sometimes it's difficult, but as you begin to practice and give no reaction to something that you know is going to infuriate you, just be silent, you know, just silence yourself. And I know, again, some of these things are hard, but with practice, everything becomes easier. So I would say practice not responding or reacting to something that you know is going to make you angry. You could feel your emotions change. And I know I learned a while back a little technique, and that was to breathe through it, like take 3 or 4, however many deep breaths that you need to take to recalibrate yourself. And once you do that, you'll calm yourself. You can put yourself in a position to think about how you're going to respond. You know, so if it's a situation where you find that you're going to get angry, take some deep breaths. You know, don't respond right away. Don't react to the situation impulsively, but, you know, take the time that you need to look at the situation And if you can, and you need immediate, you know, tension breaker, if you will, just breathe so that you can calm yourself down to be able to respond to the situation. But yes, I agree with you. There are lots of things going on. People are shooting, people are doing things, and no one really questions the behavior of the person who is either shooting people or killing people with a gun or a vehicle. No one else, I mean, I don't know. My thing is I'm always questioning the behavior because behavior is very important. And we need to look at that. Not necessarily the tool that was used to kill the people, but the reason why the person even did it in the first place. So
yes.
We need to be aware of that. And if we find ourselves in, you know, an emotional state where we're angry or frustrated, you know, like you say, call a helpline or a hotline or, you know, talk to somebody that you feel comfortable or confident, you know, with, and try to eliminate that anger if you can.
It's very hard to do, but, you know, anger, and I'll share this, anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. And
exactly.
By you saying taking the 3 breaths when you're angry or before you get angry, you're in total control of that. But everything, it really takes, when I said it's neither good nor bad, because things are not really done until that anger rises up. But it's just how you handle it and what you do with it. Behavior, your behavior, and the behavior patterns that we set to get us through the day each day are very, very important. That's why the mental wellness of each and every one of us, we have to try to keep it as balanced as we possibly can, starting with ourselves first, because we go with, you know, each one teach one. So I tell my students all the time, if you see something in an individual that you despise or you don't like, look in the mirror, because if you didn't have that running through your life, you wouldn't be able to recognize it. So maybe you should put yourself in check, okay? Sounds kind of different, but it's true. We're all mirrors to one another, and I agree with you as far as whatever happened, whatever we looked at the event that happened, but we don't really get there to find out the cause of that event. You know, what is that individual going through? How, I remember years ago when Santa Barbara, that's how the story started. We started this show in 2013. This was about 2014. And I was angry. I was angry because this young man went on the campus and he took out a lot of people. And I was angry. I said, you know, our children need to quit shooting and start speaking. And the person that I said it to gave me another number to call. And that's how it was Wake Up with Linda McChan back then. But I had friends that was not going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and do nothing. It was just getting home at 6. So we changed it to Waking Up, but we've been in operation since 2013. We just didn't think of this on a Monday and decide to do it on a Friday. There's skill, there's knowledge, but we share and care. We're not here as being CNN. And like I always say, if we only save one person from jumping off the bridge, we have done our job. So when you are endowed with gifts, when persons have gifts, whatever your gift, my gift, you have to give that gift, and you have to give it to your satisfaction, and that's the satisfaction of others out there. So we here at Waking Up with Linda McChan, we come on, we share and care. Hopefully we have saved several people from jumping off that bridge. If they don't admit it, it's okay. We know what we do here. And Tiffany, we appreciate you. We know that you're out there on those projects. Everyone that comes on is out in the community. So, you know, we make allowances for that, and you are welcome in anytime you can peek in here, you know, because it has to go. We must continue to care and share, and we must remind you that our mental wellness depends on our mental health, our behavior with ourselves, and the behaviors that we display out there. And it's the thought and the preparation that pulls it through. And on that note, Tiffany, we're going to say good night. Have a wonderful, and we love you, okay? And listeners, we'll be back for Tender Tuesday tomorrow with Stephanie Haynes. So please check in. Love you, Tiffany, with an I. See it, do it, change it, and complete it. Love you.
Thank you.
Collaborate.
They want
to break it up. We give, showing other positive.